Good afternoon, everyone. Well, we have friends from Banff today. 今日はバンフからたくさん来てくれてます。So we'd like to welcome them. And it's third Sunday, so I'm preaching in English today. 今日は第3週なので、下手な英語ですけれども、英語で今日はメッセージをさせていただきたいと思います。So as you have read today's passage, it's so serious.And it's so dark, and you know, or maybe just verse 51 and 52 is the just a little fun part, but that's about it. Otherwise, it's really dark, right? And it's really serious. But you know, no matter how dark it sounds, there is always light and hope in the Bible.So we would like to dig it, and we'd like to find the hope and the light from today's passage. Let's pray. お祈りいたしましょう。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたの恵みの中で今日もあなたを礼拝するひとときを与えてくださったことを感謝いたします。どうぞこの時を豊かに祝福し、語るこの者の口をあなたは清めてくださって、あなたの御言葉を語らしめてくださいますように。また今日ここに集うことのできなかったお一人お一人も主よ、あなたが顧みてあなたの御手を持って支え励まし支えてくださいますように。このひとときをすべてあなたの御手に委ね、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
Just as he was speaking about The hour of darkness has come. Jesus was speaking, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." When he was talking about the time of darkness, time of suffering,time of his arrest. Judah, one of the 12, one of the Jesus' closest disciple, appeared. And with him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, the weapons. And they were sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. And of course, they all hated Jesus. So they were sent.By them. And when Jesus saw this crowd, he said, the verse 48, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me, but the scripture must be fulfilled."So Jesus was preaching every day in a temple, and they were with him. And if they want to ask question, they had many opportunities. And if they found out that Jesus is doing something wrong, and if they need to arrest him, they could do that when he was preaching in a temple. But instead,they chose to arrest him at night in the darkness. I just would like to read John chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. John chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. "All those who do evil hate the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But those who live by the truth come into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." So if they think what they were doing was right, they could do that during the day, during that Jesus was preaching, the daytime.But they came at night. They chose to come in and arrest him in the darkness because they knew what they're doing is not something came from God. They knew what they're doing is from their evil heart. So they chose to capture him during the night, not the day. And it was so dark. I just want to read verse 44. Now the betrayer had arranged, the Judah arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man, arrest him and lead him away under guard. Going at once to Jesus, Judah said, Rabbi, and kissed him. The man seized Jesus and arrested him. Why he kissed him? You know, as a Japanese, we don't kiss. We don't kiss to greet. And I don't know. It sounds weird to us, but in some cultures, we kiss as a greet. Maybe Russia or maybe some other countries, you know, even if you're not husband and wife, they kiss to greet. And maybe that was their culture. And not only that, as I said, it was dark at night, and there is no street lamp back then. And remember, this place was in the mountain, the Mount Olive. There is a bush, a lot of trees, olive trees. And I don't know if there was a moon or star or it was cloudy, I don't know. But if in the bush in the night, have you ever been in the forest or in the mountain at night? It gets so dark and it's so hard to find. So it was dark enough to make it difficult to spot the Jesus, where Jesus was standing. Because there was 12 men, including Jesus himself, 11 disciples excluding Judah and Jesus himself. And maybe their height are almost same, maybe they're wearing similar clothes, I don't know. But it was difficult to find the exact person. And to make sure to catch the right person, the Jesus, the Judah kissed him. To kiss, you have to get so close, right? You have to get so close to kiss the person. Then that can make you easy to, oh, this is Jesus for sure. This is not Peter. Right? If he missed Jesus, he could tell, oh, this is not wrong person. So that's why Judah chose to kiss him to identify this is the man to be arrested. And this is maybe an extreme example for us. This may be extreme example, but also this reminds us that we can show our respect, we can show our love, we can pretend like we're good Christian, and yet at the same time, we can betray him, just like Judah did. We can go to the church every Sunday, we can give offering, we can pray, or we can, you know, be nice among the fellowship, and, you know, we can pretend like being good Christian, but we need to remember, we can betray him anytime. We have that ability as a sinner. The world is dark, the world is really wicked. And when Jesus was arrested, his disciples left him alone. They ran away. But why they ran away? Most people think they ran away because they got scared. But that's not really true. Because if you read a passage carefully, you can find, and it said, then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of high priest, cutting off his ear. So the disciple, I assume this is Peter, tried to protect him in the beginning, tried to fight back. So they are not really got scared in the beginning. But why they left Jesus alone and left? Took off. I think that because it's not because they were scared of crowd with sword and club sent by you know, high priest, but I think they were disappointed. They lost hope. Because when they tried to fight back, Jesus stopped them. Stop. And he let himself be arrested. He gave himself into their hands. I am trying my best to protect you, but you are stopping me and you are going with them. What is going on? They lost hope. I cannot understand what he's doing. And they left Jesus. And this happens to us as well. When people leave the church, when people lose their faith, it's usually that's the time when they lose their hope in God, when they lose hope in Christ. Then they leave the church, then leave the God, they leave the faith. The world is really wicked and it's so dark and it seems hopeless. This is a reality, it's a reality. Not like, you know, Hollywood movie. You know, in Hollywood movie, usually evil lose at the end. But this world, reality, is opposite. Evil people with evil mind, evil plan, often wins in this world. And that's the reality. And many people lose their faith in this reality and this process. But today, we want to remember what Jesus said. We want to remember this one word from today's passage, which is also today's title. He said, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. Jesus said, the scriptures must be fulfilled, not partially fulfilled, but it's fulfilled. Peter ran away, and he even denied Jesus three times, as Jesus said, as it was said. But he was restored, as Jesus promised. Jesus died on the cross, and he suffered as it was written, and as he said. But on the third day, he rose again, as he promised, and as it is written. There is tribulation in our lives, suffering in our lives, as it is written in the Bible. But we will be saved, as it is written in the Bible and promised and guaranteed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The scriptures must be fulfilled. His word was and is and will be fulfilled always. And this is what we stand on. This is where and our faith stand on. Not the situation we have right now, not the situation around us, but our faith stands on His word, His promise that must be fulfilled. Let us pray. お祈りしましょう.愛する天の父なる神様、あなたの御言葉を信じて感謝いたします。あなたを信じて生きていく中にあって、時に私たちは思いもよらない試練に出会うことがあります。話が違う、約束が違うと、そんな思いに駆られることもあります。しかし主よ、
あなたは私たちの人生には困難があるとおっしゃいました。しかしその困難の中にあっても、あなたは私たちを見捨てず、必ず私たちを救い出してくださるとも約束してくださいました。主よ、どうぞ私たちの心が試練の中で、苦しみの中で折れてしまうとき、あなたへの信仰が揺らぐとき、主よ、どうぞ私たちを顧みてください。私たちがもう一度あなたの約束を思い出し、あなたの御言葉、約束は必ずなると信じることができますように、そこに信仰、希望を持って歩むことができますように、どうぞ私たち一人一人のあなたご自身が希望となってくださいますように。もし今私たちのこの中に、試練の中におられる方がいましたら、主よ、どうぞあなたのその御手を持って守ってくださいますように、憐れんでくださいますように、救い出してくださいますように、主よ、あなたが生きておられる神であることを私たちに明かしてください。すべてを感謝し、御手に委ね、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。